Something's got to get in the way of all this good news. How about a government shutdown?
Yeah, that'll work. That'll do it. And so let's check in with Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg government reporter. So, Jack, I guess we're going to have a vote today. Can you update us on where we are within the hallowed halls of Congress in terms of trying to avert this shutdown?
Yeah, so overall, the news lately has been pretty good. There is hesitant bipartisan interest, at least, in the House's stopgap measure to buy more time and set two deadlines for mid-January and early February. The Democrats in the House are meeting now, and they might come out in the next 10 or 15 minutes or so and say exactly where they are on it. It's clear that the House Republicans are banking on Democratic support because the hardline conservatives don't like this. It doesn't have any spending cuts or anything really fiscally conservative attached to it. Really would just be to buy more time to get a real funding deal later, early in the next calendar year. But they're right now, they're effectively counting Democratic votes and seeing if they actually have enough to pass this in the House today.
Jack, are Greg Giroux keeping track of retirements? And they're coming on fast. And, you know, it's at the end of the year. I get that. Both Democrat, but particularly Republican. Is this shutdown different because everybody in your world is going, wow, we're going to have a different look and feel next time around?
You know, there is a connection there. It's hard to make sense of exactly where we're headed looking toward 2024. In some ways, there are not major changes. The Trump-aligned wing of the Republican Party is still strong. The Freedom Caucus is still strong. You are seeing members retire, though, from the Republican side or run for Senate or just leave the House at probably an elevated pace compared to what you'd think. It might signal a little less confidence from Republicans, especially, you know, the Dobbs ruling from the Supreme Court may really weigh on them. But it's a very unpredictable thing looking forward to 2024.
Right, you know, Paul, we got such a great studio, folks. We're wired in here worldwide with you know, looking at every channel. And, you know, you talk about work from home revolution. I mean, Nathan Hager's backdrop he's got down in Coral Gables that looks like he's in Washington. It's on. You can see just off the edge there, a couple palm trees, you know, pool, and all that. But, you know,
figured it out.
He's got a backdrop like nobody.
Hey, Jack, if House Speaker Mike Johnson does a deal here with, you know, the Democrats, how much does that hurt him with the right wing of his party?
Not as much as it hurt Kevin McCarthy. There's generally an attitude that Johnson just came in. He needed more of a runway. They had this deadline of November 17th, and they spent about 3 weeks fighting over who the next speaker would be and never really gave him a chance to make progress toward anything conservative on spending. So the knives are not out for Johnson yet, even if he does depend on Democratic votes. The more governing wing of the Republican conference say, give him a chance. The conservatives who are voting against this are at least not pushing to kick him out. So he's given a bit more grace just because he's new.
All right, so can you give us a sense of, like, when we stop kicking the can down the road, when does this Congress have to come up with a real long-term deal?
You know, functionally, the deadline is probably April 30th, which is very, very late. I mean, this was supposed to be done by October 1st, but there was a measure put in the debt limit law enacted in June that said if you don't do the full 12 bills to actually fund the government, you will get a 1% across the board cut. That goes into place on April 30th. It's a convoluted way they wrote it, but it effectively happens April 30th. So that gives them a long time before there's really that axe hanging over them. And that would be a very bad thing for them to wait like half of the fiscal year to actually fund the government. But that is where the real pressure point lies, is at the end of April.
You know, I look at this, and, you know, I think our audience, Jack, is benumbed. I mean, people are just, what is it, Paul? Like every 9 months we go through this, it's embarrassing.
Exactly.
What's different this time other than Johnson's a newbie? I mean, are 10 people going to make November 17th miserable?
A very small number of people can make any of these dates miserable. November 17th doesn't look that bad. We will see what the Democrats say. It's possible they pass this under suspension of the rules with two-thirds support if a lot of Democrats help out. But there would still be a January 19th deadline for some bills and a February 2nd deadline for other bills.
Kill me.
It's very, very difficult to get something through the House with just Republican support. And and the hardline members know that. They know how pivotal they are.
You know, Jack's like the New York Jets. He's kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, he knows.
That's what the Jets are doing with their draft picks. Jack Fitzpatrick, go away. Bloomberg government.
He has to live that every day.
January 19th is my new number to worry about, I guess.
I think so, yeah.
You know, that's what he said. I just... Is this any way to run a country?
I don't know. I don't know how this works, but I guess it works better than anything else out there. But, boy, it just seems silly because, you know, you've got some real legislation that needs to be passed. A lot of programs that need to be funded.
Right.
I don't know what you do with Israel and Ukraine and plus all the programs here domestically. Yeah. So.